We did a DNA test to prove our child is hers.
Mine.
When Pudge was born, she definitely looked a bit different than the rest of our children.
I get a lot of negativity in person and online too. A lot of negative comments.
Whose white baby is that?
At the mall, there was a lady there. She insists that maybe Pudge is not my child. And I'm like, she's my child.
I'm sorry you had to go through that as a mom. Constantly okay. Explaining yourself.
We have three children. Chub Chub is 7. Bubba is 5 and Pudge Pudge is 2.
Be careful with my children.
So we did experience infertility with getting pregnant with our children, and it ended up working out. We have 3 beautiful babies. The doctor that helped us get pregnant with Pudge. Yeah. I cried on that man several times. We went through like all of the infertility treatments. We ended up having her through IVF. At a point, the doctors did talk to us about donor eggs, and it just turned out to be something that was unnecessary because
at the last minute, her eggs worked.
At the last minute. Or did they? I'm kidding. She was a bit of a hard pregnancy, but it was worth it again.
When Pudge was born, it was a surprising moment because she definitely looked a bit different than the rest of our children.
I was super surprised. Like, her ears weren't even dark. They were really, really light. Hey, beautiful.
Hello.
We decided to do the DNA test because she was so light. And we did use IVF to get pregnant with her, and mistakes happen. So we just wanted to rule that out, not have to worry about it.
So when did you start posting on TikTok and why?
A few years ago, I was just having fun when I started. So initially I started posting on social media because I was bored during the pandemic, and Pudge, she was born, she got here, and it was one of the first times I went outside of the house, and this older white lady, I was complimented for being a great nanny, and I was in my feelings, and I was also hurt, and I posted about it. This is Pudge Pudge. She's my daughter. I was pregnant with her. She still looks like this. She is blood of my blood and flesh of my flesh. That just went viral. That was when it started. A lot of negativity and a lot of positivity. Today, we're talking about what happened at the mall. There was a lady there that was completely inappropriate. So I'm posting about it today, not to tell people to, you know, back off, leave us alone, but to really expose the fact that these things still happen and they don't have to. As Pudge Pudge's mom, I get a lot of negativity in person and online too. We're in a very crowded mall, and Pudge Pudge is being 2. Very 2. Thank you. Thank you. Right, Pudge? Here you go. And this lady's, hey, is there anything we can do to help? No, thank you. Just trying to get my kid. We gotta get going. And she's like, well, I just want to make sure everything's okay. We can go and get help, pointing to mall security and like a sheriff that was right there. And I'm like, everything's fine. My 2-year-old's just being a 2-year-old. And this is when she insists that maybe Pudge is not my child. And she's like, well, things just don't look right. So, you know, let's just make sure. And I'm like, she's my child. She's my child. So Rob ended up handling the whole thing for me and essentially telling her to leave us alone. You want to get down?
Yeah.
You want to get down? Okay, give me one more big smile, okay? Give me one more big smile. You ready? I should be able to hang out with my child the way I want to. Hey! Hey, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. Okay, so we've gotten some negative comments, a lot of negative comments.
Whose white baby is that?
You are such a great nanny. you know, I'm faking it. Touch is a content baby.
So she's renting babies.
How are you gonna rent the same baby all the time?
There's some racist vitriol out there, and it's from both sides. I've seen people that appear to be black online that say that I shouldn't have that white man's child, all kinds of things, and it's absolutely unnecessary.
Have you also experienced this kind of negativity that Alex has experienced?
I don't get questioned, I don't get checked on, I don't get compliments on not being a father, so.
Someone that we know and love, they thought that he had an affair. And I was like, no, she's my child. Like, biologically, she is my child.
So what happened was, I had an affair, took the fertilized embryo out of that woman somehow, put it in there, and then she grew the baby.
And how do you support Alex through these circumstances that she goes through?
Well, I'm there for her. You know, sometimes you just gotta be there overall and, you know, be an emotional support person.
Alex!
Remember the time we were in the grocery store?
Yeah.
Talk to me about the time and how you felt about the lady who followed us through the store.
I think what it is that our world is not educated. We have so much ego. And I'm sorry you had to go through that as a mom, constantly okay. explaining yourself.
What if things were reversed? Would a white woman with a baby who looked black experience the things that I'm experiencing?
She wouldn't.
Or would people care?
No, they wouldn't, because to them it's like, you're saving a child that's poor, that's in a struggle.
What sometimes scares me is that at a point where she's gonna have to explain to someone that she is actually a black woman, I'm not gonna be with her.
Yeah.
And she's going to have to go out and explain to people, this is my family. I belong here.
I know.
Like, that part is so scary.
And she went through a very difficult birth. At the end of the day, I'm glad both of you guys are here.
I love you. Please don't cry, because you're going to get me crying. That's not going to work. She made it. We're here. We're happy.
I love you.
Come on.
2-year-old is not cooperating.
Okay, yeah, you guys are gonna look at me.
You're choking your child, Rob.
What? Who?
So how about some positive experiences you have in public?
We get a lot of comments on how well behaved they are, and we don't see it. It's okay, they're still good kids though.
What do you hope for your family in the future?
For our family, we want peace, prosperity, and joy.
Really?
Yeah.
I just want my kids to be happy. And parenting is one of the most amazing things I've ever done.